Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a problem that I think is going to feel uncomfortably familiar to a lot of you. It's this specific kind of irony that hits independent professionals, you know, consultants, coaches, advisors, where the better you are at your job, the more money you seem to lose.
It sounds completely counterintuitive, doesn't it? You'd think being busy is the goal.
Right. But I've seen this called the consultant's paradox.
Mm-hmm.
It's that exact moment when you are finally doing the thing you get paid the big bucks for, you're running a workshop, you're deep in a coaching session with a CEO,
mm-hmm.
and your phone starts buzzing in your pocket with a new lead,
oh.
and you literally cannot answer it.
It is the classic trap of the service business. I mean, you are the product, you're the delivery mechanism, but you are also the sales team and the receptionist.
Exactly.
And you physically cannot be in two places at once. When you're delivering value, you're shutting the door on new business.
Exactly. So to unpack all this, we are diving into a special report from AI Voice Systems. It's titled The 150,000 Coaching Revenue Leak. Now, I have to be honest with you. When I first saw that title, I rolled my eyes a little. It sounded a bit like clickbait.
I get that. But the math is surprisingly rigid. It's less of a marketing brochure and more like a forensic accounting of where time and money just vanish.
Right. It's not about manifesting abundance or...
No, not at all. It's just mechanics.
So the mission for this deep dive is to walk through what the report identifies as 7 silent profit killers. These are the leaks in the bucket. And then we'll look at the solution they propose, which involves some pretty interesting AI. But we have to start with the wake-up call numbers. They really set the stage.
The numbers are stark. They really do paint a picture of just inefficiency.
They claim independent coaches miss up to 40% of their inbound inquiries. That seems high. I mean, nearly half.
It feels high until you actually look at the lifestyle of a successful coach. If you're a high-performance consultant, you are in sessions, you're traveling, or you're sleeping. You are not sitting by a landline from 9 to 5. You're working.
That's a fair point. If I'm billing, I'm not answering.
But the killer stat isn't just the missed call, it's consumer behavior. The report cites that 68% of prospects, they book with the first provider who responds.
68%.
So if you miss that call and you call them back 3 hours later, they've likely already booked a consultation with someone else.
So speed is really the only variable that matters there.
In that initial moment of crisis, yes. The potential client has a problem, they want it solved, and they want to talk to someone now. And the report calculates that for a coach on, say, a typical $5,000 monthly retainer, just missing 3 of these inquiries a week.
Which, let's be real, is very easy to do if you have a busy week.
Well, it mathematically scales to over $400,000 in lost potential revenue over a year.
Okay, stop there. 400,000 euro. That sounds like consultant math. I need you to walk me through how we get to a number that big from just missing a few phone calls.
It's all about lifetime value, LTV. Mm. So if a client pays $5,000 a month and usually stays for, say, 6 months, that one client relationship is worth 30,000 euro.
Okay, I'm with you so far.
If you miss 3 calls a week, and let's say just one of those would have converted into a client, you're losing 30,000 euro a week in future bookings. It compounds incredibly fast.
Oh.
It's not that you lost a phone call. You lost a 6-month contract.
But when you frame it as LTV, that stings a bit more. It's not a missed chat. It's a missed luxury car.
Precisely. And that's why they call it a leak. You don't see the money leave your bank account, so it doesn't hurt immediately. You just never see it arrive.
So let's break down how this actually happens. The report groups the first 2 killers under the availability trap. Killer number 1 is strictly delivery hours.
This is that paradox we started with. The data shows that 40% of calls come specifically while the coach is working during their billable hours.
But here's the thing, and maybe this makes me old-fashioned. I always assumed people would just leave a voicemail. I mean, who hangs up on a professional service and just moves on?
Everyone. Pretty much everyone. The data here says less than 20% of callers leave a voicemail.
That is brutal. So
yeah.
80% just bounce.
It's the Amazon Prime effect. We've been trained for instant gratification. If I call a plumber or a lawyer or a coach and I get voicemail, I assume they're too busy for me. Or disorganized, I just go to the next result on Google immediately.
So fragile, huh?
It is. If you aren't available, you essentially don't exist in that moment.
Which bleeds right into profit killer number 2.
Mm.
I actually loved the name they gave this persona, the Sunday night CEO.
Ah, yes. This is a great psychological insight into the buyer.
So paint the picture for us. Who is this person?
Okay, so you have a senior executive. They've been holding it together all week. They get to the weekend. The stress builds up. They're thinking about Monday morning. And finally, at, say, 9:00 p.m. on a Sunday, they just break. they decide, I can't do this alone. I need an executive coach.
And they pick up the phone right then, at 9 p.m. on a Sunday.
They do. Impulse control is low, anxiety is high, and the report notes that 50% of high-value inquiries, the really expensive contracts, happen evenings and weekends.
And obviously the coach is watching Netflix.
Having dinner, putting the kids to bed. I mean, just trying to have a life. You aren't answering a strange number at 9:00 p.m. on a Sunday.
And so we're back to that speed-to-lead concept you mentioned.
Exactly. Speed-to-lead is a sales term. It basically measures how fast you respond. The data shows the interest half-life is tiny. If you don't catch that Sunday night panic, by Monday morning the crisis has passed, they've sobered up, or they've found a firm with a 247 receptionist.
It really seems like the bar is being raised.
Yeah.
Used to be okay to call back the next business day. Now that's apparently too late.
The window's just gone. You're competing with the entire internet now.
So that's the intake problem.
Right.
You just aren't there to answer. But the report moves on to what they call process failures.
Mm.
This is where you actually have the lead, you've made contact, but you fumble the ball. Profit killer number three is the no-show epidemic.
Ugh, this drives consultants absolutely crazy. You book a discovery call, that initial get-to-know-you chat, and the prospect just doesn't show up.
And the report says this happens 25% to 40% of the time if you don't send reminders. That feels incredibly disrespectful of time, doesn't it?
It feels personal, but it usually isn't. It's just noise. People are busy. They book a slot on Tuesday for a Friday call. By Friday, a crisis has hit at work, and they forgot who you are.
And the cost isn't just the lost client.
No, it's the opportunity cost. You block that hour. You prepped for it. You maybe turned down another meeting. You can't bill that hour to anyone else.
So it's a double hit.
A double hit. You lose the potential 30K contract, plus you lose the billable time you wasted waiting on Zoom.
Okay, profit killer number four hit a nerve for me personally. They call it the nurture gap.
Ah, yes. The fear of being a pest.
Yes. The report says 80% of sales require 5 or more touch points. But most of us stop after one email.
It's that classic, I don't want to annoy them mindset. You send a follow-up, they don't reply. You tell yourself, well, they aren't interested, I'll leave them alone.
But the reality is different.
The reality is they opened your email while walking into a meeting, thought, I need to reply to that, and then just forgot. The report estimates that letting these warm leads go cold costs between 3,000 and 8,000 euro per lead in lifetime value.
So being the pest is actually just being professional.
Exactly. In their mind, you aren't annoying. You are persistent. You're showing you care about their business enough to chase them. It actually builds trust, ironically.
Moving on to the third bucket of leaks, trust an admin. Profit killer number five is the invisible professional. This is all about reviews.
This one's fascinating because most executive coaches think reviews are for, you know, restaurants or Uber drivers. They don't think a CEO looks at Google Maps to pick a consultant.
But they do.
They read an average of 7 reviews before choosing a provider. It's social proof. And here's the kicker. Only 8% of satisfied clients leave a review unprompted.
So you could be the best coach in the world saving businesses left and right, but if you don't ask for the review,
you look invisible. Or worse, you look inexperienced compared to the competitor who has 55-star reviews because they have a system to ask for them.
Mm-hmm.
To the outside world, the person with the reviews is the expert, even if you are better at the actual job.
That is frustrating, but I guess that's the game.
Yeah.
Which leads to killer number six, the silent exit. This is about retention.
Yeah, this one is the saddest. The stat here is that 60% of clients don't renew simply because nobody asked them to.
They just drift away.
The engagement ends, you shake hands, you think great job, they think great job, and then silence. You assume they'll call if they need you, they assume you're busy.
And retained clients are where the real profit margin is.
Yeah.
You don't have to acquire them again.
Correct. Retained clients generate 300% to 500% more revenue than one-off engagements. Letting them drift away is just leaking equity.
Finally, killer number seven. The admin ceiling.
The time suck.
They say 15% to 25% of the week is spent on scheduling, forms, invoices.
It's the financial mismatch. If you charge, say, $300 an hour for coaching, but you spend 10 hours a week doing admin that a 15-hour assistant could do, you are effectively paying yourself 15 hours an hour for that time.
And you're capping your income because you just run out of hours in the day.
Exactly. You hit a ceiling. You can't break through without cloning yourself. You become the bottleneck in your own business.
Okay, so the diagnosis is pretty grim. We're missing calls, getting ghosted, failing to follow up, looking invisible, drowning in admin. The bucket is definitely leaking. So the report pivots to a solution. AI voice systems. Now, for the skeptics listening, and I count myself among them, is this just a glorified answering machine?
And that's the crucial distinction. An answering machine is passive. It records a problem for you to deal with later. This technology is active. It solves a problem in real time.
How? Give me the mechanics.
Well, take our Sunday night CEO. They call it 9:00 p.m. Instead of voicemail, the AI answers. It sounds human, natural, it can have a conversation, but critically, it connects to your calendar.
So it can actually book the meeting.
It books the discovery call right there on the phone. It secures the lead. You wake up Monday morning with a meeting on your calendar rather than a voicemail you have to chase.
That solves the speed to lead issue instantly.
Completely. And then it tackles the no-show. It automates the reminders, text and email, at 48 hours, 24 hours, 2 hours.
It's like having a relentless executive assistant who doesn't sleep.
And doesn't feel awkward about sending that fifth follow-up email. It just runs the protocol. It removes all the emotional friction of sales.
Let's look at the ROI. The report claims some pretty wild numbers, up to 19,000% return on investment in the first year. That sets off my too-good-to-be-true alarm.
It does look aggressive, I'll give you that. But look at the base cost. The tech cost may be $300 to $600 a month. That's basically one billable hour for a senior coach.
Right, so the investment is low.
And if that system saves just one 30,000 client retainer from slipping through the cracks in a whole year, just one Sunday night phone call, you've paid for the system 50 times over.
Ah.
The ROI is so high because the leak is just so expensive relative to the cost of the plug.
That makes sense. You aren't making magic money. You're just catching the money you were already dropping on the floor.
Exactly. It's efficiency math.
The report highlights three case studies, and I want to touch on them because they show different applications. Apex Executive Coaching in Frankfurt.
Mm.
They really stood out.
Yes, the solo coach dilemma. He was in sessions all day, missing 4 to 5 calls a week. That's 20 calls a month. He implemented the AI receptionist, and his missed inquiry rate dropped to under 3%.
And the financial impact.
His revenue jumped 38,000 euro a month.
38,000 euro. Just by answering the phone?
And implementing the reminder sequence. He basically just closed the door so the revenue couldn't escape.
Then there was Clarity Business Consulting in Dublin. Their issue was reputation.
Right. The invisible professional problem. 6 years in business, only 11 reviews. They used the AI to automate the ask immediately after an engagement ended. They went to 54 reviews in 3 months.
That completely changes how you look to a buyer. It validates the fee.
And revenue went up 29,000, likely because their conversion rate improved. People Googled them, they saw 5 stars, and they trusted them immediately.
And the last one, the growth coach in Amsterdam. This was the retention story.
This is really smart. They used the system to spot when a contract was 8 weeks from ending and automatically prompt the client for a renewal discussion. Their renewal rate jumped from 30% to 68%.
Doubling renewals basically doubles the business without finding a single new customer.
Correct. Monthly revenue up 51,000 euro. It's the easiest money you can make because the trust is already there. You just need to ask.
So if someone is listening and thinking, okay, I have these leaks, I need to fix this. The report outlines a 90-day roadmap. What's the summary version?
They suggest a phased rollout. Don't try to boil the ocean. Month one is stop the bleeding. Just turn on the 24/7 answering and the appointment reminders. Secure the intake.
So just focus on the new calls first.
Yes. Then month two is nurture and reputation. That's where you automate the follow-up for leads and you start collecting those reviews.
And month three is optimization.
Scale. Look at the data. Refine the scripts, build upsell sequences, but you start with the bleeding.
It seems like a journey from being reactive, constantly chasing, constantly apologizing for missing calls to being proactive.
It's moving from being a busy freelancer to a business owner with systems, and that is a huge psychological shift.
I think the big takeaway here for me is that we often obsess over lead generation. We want more leads, more traffic, more ads, but this suggests that for many of us, the bucket is full, but it's full of holes.
Absolutely. The cheapest revenue you will ever earn is the revenue you stop losing. Before you spend a dime on ads, fix the bucket.
I want to leave you with a thought today that sort of bridges this tech with our humanity. In the coaching world, we resist AI because we think it's impersonal. We think, I need to be the one answering the phone to build the bond.
It's a very valid fear. I mean, we sell connection.
But I challenge you to flip that. If a robot handles the logistics, the scheduling, the forms, the awkward money conversations, does it actually free you up to be more present in the coaching?
That's the hope, isn't it? You outsource the admin so you can focus on the human.
And, maybe more importantly, if that AI answers the phone at 2 in the morning when someone is in a crisis and needs help, isn't that actually the most human thing you can offer? Availability.
Being there, even when you aren't physically there. It's about reliability.
Exactly. Before the next deep dive, maybe take a look at your call logs. Count the missed opportunities. The number might surprise you. And fixing it might just pay for your next holiday.
It definitely might.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.